I'm Ashley McGee. I'm a health coach, military officer, and military spouse. I'm passionate about helping military women live their happiest and most abundant lives by improving their health. If you're looking for actionable tips and tricks to get healthier while balancing your hectic life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Healthy Women Warriors Podcast. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Healthy Women Warriors Podcast. I'm Ashley McGee. And first off, I'm going to apologize for the sound quality. If it sounds a little different, I'm actually on the road for work. And so I'm working with some different equipment. I don't have my normal mic with me. So if it sounds different, I'm sorry, but I promise I have a good one for you. So please keep listening, because today we are going to talk about how to learn to find joy in working out so it becomes something you want to do instead of something you have to do. And this is so, so important, because we know the exercise and daily movement is essential to healthy life. Excuse me. But so many people dread it. Forcing yourself to work out in a way that you hate is not going to help you create a habit that will stick. Like, I can't even tell you how many people I know that are like, well, I hate working out because, like, I hate running. Like, you know, there are other things. You don't have to run. But, you know, if that's what you're surrounded by, if that's what you've been told, it makes sense that you think, oh, well, I guess that's what I have to do then. So no, I encourage you to find something you enjoy doing. And it's really essential to learn what ways you enjoy working out and lean into that, as well as a couple little tricks to motivate yourself when you don't feel like getting it in. And that is also real, right? Like, there's also an assumption that healthy people just like always want to work out and always want to be healthy. Like, no, I have days where I would like to be a couch taco and just watch Netflix all day too. So that's where some of those motivational tricks come in as well. And how does this factor into living a healthy lifestyle? So my goal for you is not to be stuck in this like yo-yo cycle where you're constantly trying to lose weight. When you create healthy habits, being a healthy person it's just how you live your life. It's not something you have to constantly think about, because it's just a part of your lifestyle. So in order to kind of think about this, I want us to leverage the laws of habit change to make working out something that sticks. So this is from James Clear's book, The Atomic Habit. Yeah, Atomic Habits. Goodness, I cannot talk today. I'm going to blame the travel. And just as a recap, if this is your first time hearing about the four laws of habit change, they are: first, make it obvious; second, make it attractive; three, make it easy; and four, make it satisfying. And if you do want to learn more specifically about the laws of habit change and how to apply them, I do have an earlier podcast episode on that topic. So if you want to dig deeper, I recommend going to that episode. I will put it in the show notes for you, so it's easy to find. But when we're talking about finding basically workouts that are going to stick for you and that you want to make a habit, I'm going to mostly focus on laws 2 and 4. So making it attractive and making it satisfying. So how does this break out? If you have been in my world for a little bit of time at all, you know that I'm all about the soulmate workout. But the thing is, you don't find your soulmate workout by not trying new things. You have got to try different things to see what you like. And there are so many. Like, I have given cycling a try and I was like, I'm not gonna like this at all. I loved it. I gave hot yoga a try because everyone I knew was doing hot yoga. And I was like, I'll do hot yoga. Hated it. Absolutely hated it. Not for me. I know some people swear by it. You know what? If you're miserable, you're never gonna want to do it. So guess what? I don't do hot yoga. But, you know, when I was in college, A friend of mine and I went to a Turbo Kit class just on a whim. We were like, hey, let's like give this a try. And at the time when I was in college, I really hadn't found a way to work out that I enjoyed. I worked out because I had to in order to pass the PRT and, pass weigh-ins. So I was basically like running and doing push-ups and sit-ups because that's just what the PRT was. And I hated it. Like, it was not fun. So when I found Turbo Kick, I was like, oh, it's on. And like, into this day, Turbo Kick is, one of my soulmate workouts. I just absolutely love it. I have so much fun doing it. And it's not for everyone. But again, like, hopefully that's just showing you examples of like, you have to try different things. And with this, I really want to encourage you to make sure you're trying things that are going to help you strength train. Because A, it's super important for women to strength train, and a lot of us don't do it or don't do it as much as we should. And man, it makes such a difference. I should post this picture. I have a comparison of what I looked like when I was training for a half marathon, and I was like a few weeks away from the half marathon, so I was running like a lot of miles a week compared to when I started lifting weights 3 to 4 days a week and only doing a couple days of cardio. And like, it's insane. It is insane, the difference. And like, I like looking strong. That is how I like my body to look. And the amount of like muscle tone and just everything like was just looking good. But if you've been telling yourself, oh, well, I have to do cardio, I have to do cardio, that's how I lose weight, that's actually not how your body works. You need more muscle to help you lose weight and feel better. And there's so many benefits. But yeah, so the point of this whole thing though is, again, and this goes to making it attractive, right? You gotta try different types of working out in order to find that soulmate workout, that thing that you actually genuinely look forward to doing. Okay, the next tip I have for you is find a buddy. And this can help make it attractive as well, right? Because first of all, you have that accountability partner, which is so helpful. But they can also, doing something with someone can push you to either try something that you wouldn't have tried by yourself, right? Like every example I gave you of things I tried were because I went with a friend. Like every single, I'm trying to think of, I think the only thing that I do today that I tried by myself was Orange Theory, but that was even with like a recommendation from someone else. And I was like, oh, I'll give this a try. And guess what? I loved it. But finding a buddy is going to help expand your horizons, right? It also makes it a little less scary. If you're intimidated by like trying new things, pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, group classes where you're not really sure what to expect, like having a friend with you or your partner, whatever, like whoever it is, like it helps make it feel a little bit safer. And some examples for me, I learned how to lift weights with friends and coworkers. Like when I was working at a Deseron, I worked out with a couple of my coworkers every day during lunch because we had like a 2-hour lunch when we weren't deployed, which was rad. It was like the best. And they taught me how to lift weights and gave me the confidence finally to be able to lift weights by myself. Because for the longest time, I would like go to the gym and like maybe strength train if I was with someone else. Again, it's that safety factor. And like the weight rack, like just rolling up to a weight rack, especially if you're going to like a squat rack, can feel really intimidating if it's like a bunch of dudes, especially like on a military base, right? Like it's a bunch of Marines, or God, I feel like when I was at NPS, there were always a bunch of SEALs in the gym, and you're like, okay, and then I'm gonna roll up here and do squats, yay. But I didn't start out having the confidence to do that. I learned how to lift with people, and that made a huge difference. I mean, it just made a huge difference in how I work out and also like my stress management. Like I love lifting weights. Like if I'm having a hard day, I'm like, I would like to listen to some angry music and pick up heavy things and put them back down. So that's one. And then, yeah, I mentioned that training for a half marathon. I have never been a runner in my life. I used to be a competitive swimmer. Like, unless you're a triathlete, usually you're either a swimmer or a runner. Those things don't like cross over much. And I never considered myself someone that enjoyed running. But I like people, I like my friends. And so when I was stationed in Norfolk, I joined a running club because I liked the people. And then since everyone else was doing it, I was like, well, I guess I'll do a half marathon because like why not? I never in a million years would have done that again without like finding a buddy. So, the next one I have for you is like, let's talk about kind of, so those are like getting into, finding new things and finding workouts you enjoy. I'm going to shift now to a couple of tips to talk about how do you get motivated, like when you just like don't want to do it, you're not feeling it. So one of mine is, focus on how you'll feel afterwards. If you're like, I'm exhausted, as I yawn, I'm exhausted. I like work has been terrible today, and I just want to like sit down on my couch and like not think for several hours. Like, and I get that. Like, I have days like that all the time. But think about, okay, how are you gonna feel if you get even like just, 15, 20 minutes in? How are you gonna feel after the workout? Well, you're gonna feel accomplished, right? You're gonna be like, yeah, you know what? Like, it was a tough day and I did it anyway. You're gonna feel better because working out actually helps you complete the stress cycle. So if you've had a like super stressful day and you work out, you're gonna release that. Oh my gosh, like what a weight lifted off your shoulders and like out of your head. You are going to, yeah, like you're just, it's gonna feel satisfying. It's gonna feel like, yeah, you know what? Like I'm so glad I got that in. You're gonna feel more energized, all the things. And ultimately, you're gonna show up better for the people around you because you're going to feel better. Another piece of this is like thinking of an aspect you're looking forward to. So maybe it's not like how you'll feel afterwards, but like just one piece of it. So again, I mentioned I'll listen to like angry music and lift weights. And sometimes like just the thought of being able to listen to music, and like maybe this is a little specific for me because I work in a secure space, so I can't have my phone. I can't listen to music throughout the day when I'm at work, and like it totally bums me out. So when I actually get to go and listen to music, like that is something that I look forward to. So if I'm like, oh, like I don't want to do this right now, but I'm like, oh, but I do want to listen. I do just like want that feeling of like listening to angry music, lifting weights. And like for me, like I think just that combination makes me feel like a badass. So, like, find the thing that works for you. And then also, like, give yourself some flexibility to make a swap. And I think this is such an easy trap to fall into. Once you, like, make yourself a workout plan, you schedule your workouts, which is so critical, so important. That's a way to, like, actually make sure you follow through with your stuff is put it on your calendar, schedule it. But, your body needs recovery time, or like depending on what's happened today or what part of your menstrual cycle you're in, like maybe that like super hard workout you scheduled for yourself is not in the cards. And that's okay. Swap it out for something that's going to feel a little bit better. If you have like a super hard walk or a super hard workout scheduled and you're like, I don't even know if I can like muster the energy, or like maybe you have a headache or you're just like not feeling great, go for a walk instead. Again, just like getting that daily movement in is so helpful. I absolutely lean into this a lot. Or, and this goes back to finding the things that you love. I've had days where like I have had a lift schedule and I'm like, I just don't feel like it today. I like I'm hankering for some cardio, you know, like that's just like what my body wants right now. So I'll swap out for TurboKick or even like, you know, I'm not really feeling it just like generally right now. But you know, let me do something that I know is fun. And another like little hack here, if you're like really not motivated, is tell yourself, I'll just do 5 minutes. Just do 5 minutes. And then once you actually start, you're like, okay, I will keep doing this. So, because once you get going, you're like, oh yeah, I remember now. This feels good. Okay, so like as a recap, right? We are leveraging a couple laws of habit change in order to find the types of workouts that you truly enjoy doing, and then also, you know, how to find motivation when on the days you don't feel like doing them. So finding your soulmate workout, you need to try different things to see what you like and do it with a buddy. That is going to make it so much more fun and feel a lot safer when you're slowly expanding your comfort zone. And if you're not really feeling motivated to work out, think about how you'll feel afterwards. Think of an aspect you're looking forward to, and ultimately give yourself the flexibility to make a swap if you're just not feeling up to whatever you had scheduled for that day. So I hope you found this helpful. It's definitely a quick episode for you today. And I will be back with another episode in a couple of weeks. So until then, keep on living your healthiest and most abundant life. Talk to you soon.
You've just finished another episode of the Healthy Women Warriors podcast. If you like the show, can you do me a favor? Go rate and review it. I would really appreciate it. And once you do, post a picture and tag at Ash McGee Coach so I can shout you out. Talk to you next week.